I'm just going to start with a simple observation that this is not a night when everybody and anyone has come to hear the sermon. There is a time and a place, and as much as I love getting into some deep study of one of the Gospels or some Old Testament story, and reflecting on all the parallels and structures and historical allusions in something, that's not this night. That's not what we're here for tonight. You have come because you're expecting to hear these words. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. And those words echo all the way back to Genesis, from when God made our first parents, Adam and Eve, and made them out of the dust of the earth, made them from humble clay. And it is a reminder that we too are mortal. And as strange as it sounds, those words are freeing. We know that this is a broken world. We know that we live with pain, with sorrows, with frustration, with longing. It just is the truth. We live in that. We see it on the news, we see it on social media, but we also see it in each other's eyes. It is a wisdom that I try to remember always, that there is more pain in this room than any of us know. And to hear that you are dust and to dust you shall return is freeing because it lets us remember that we don't have to control everything. We don't have to strive to make it on our own. We don't have to achieve greatness simply to be remembered. Because when we have those words and those ashes in a few minutes from now, that's not the end of the story. I will put those ashes on your forehead, and then immediately behind me, somebody will follow. And you will hear the words, "This is the body of Christ given for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed for you." What we celebrate tonight, what we remember tonight, what we burn into our souls is that is all one movement. We are dust, but we are saved by Jesus. That passage out of John 10 that Jerry just read for us, it keys into what is known as the Good Shepherd passage. The reminder that Jesus is the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. In what we are doing in this time of Lent, this is a journey of reflection, of repentance, and is a journey that starts and runs from here through Palm Sunday, runs through Palm Sunday to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday when we remember and mark and reflect on Jesus dying on the cross for us to set us free from sin and death. But then that journey goes from Good Friday to Easter and the empty tomb and the reminder that Jesus is greater than death. So yes, you're going to hear those words that you are dust and to dust you shall return. But most of all, you're going to hear the promise that Jesus is greater than death. Because what we are called to do in this time is to reflect, to pause in the busyness and the chaos of this world and know that we have a Savior. When we have sinned, when we have fallen, when we have screwed up, when we have hurt others, when we have destroyed ourselves, Jesus is still greater. And that is why we are here tonight, to remember those words, that you are dust and to dust you shall return, and that even beyond that, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for gathering us here tonight to pause, to reflect, to understand who you are, to meditate on your word. But most of all, we thank you for saving us from death, saving us from meaninglessness, saving us from ourselves. Amen.